Okay. So just picking up with some of the points that we raised yesterday. Everyone has a seat? You guys come in. Okay. Just making sure. Okay. So what would you say, following question? We mentioned yesterday the possibility that kavana shalolatzes, negative das, if you will, works to prevent an otherwise proper maisa mitzvah from yielding a kiyum. At least that was one way we understood the mechanics of kavana shalolatzes. Right? I pick up the lulav nesek, but since I'm doing it for another purpose, I have in mind that, yes, it's true, I'm doing that which would otherwise be the maisa mitzvah, but I don't want this to be deemed a fulfillment. I don't want the kiyum to set in yet. I'll have it take effect later when I finish making my blessing. In that way, my bracha will be, as is mandated, over lasiyasa. Okay? What would you say about the following case? A fellow engages in bia with his wife. She becomes pregnant, and he subsequently has children. Let's make it the best case possible. She has twins, a boy and a girl. Boy and girl. But he doesn't have any das when he engages in the act. Well, let's say maybe he even has negative das. Right? What would you say about that?
That he's just a despicable guy.
Despicable guy. But at the end of the day, when his wife gives birth to these children, would you say that he fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu? Would you say, no, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah peruvu because he had negative das.
But peruvu is a certain type of mitzvah because it's like, das. It's not something that you can just stop from happening. It's a mitzvah that simply says you're required. The requirements for fulfilling this are the A and B.
Okay.
If you have A and B, you fulfill the mitzvah.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. It's not like if you don't have, you can prevent yourself from having A and B, but you can't say, oh, I'm going to have A and B, and when I do this with A and B, it's not that type of mitzvah. It's just if you have this, you fulfill the mitzvah.
Mm.
It's a passive sort of fulfilling of a mitzvah.
So you're suggesting that there's a category of mitzvahs in which the fulfillment of the mitzvah comes about from a certain state. And in those types of mitzvahs, maybe kavana or das plays no role.
Exactly.
And even no das or perhaps negative das.
There can be a hechsher mitzvah for those mitzvahs that you can have das and say, I don't want to do that. But the actual mitzvah itself.
Okay. Can you give me another example of such a mitzvah? Well, you can give me one. It's okay.
Without doing the...
No, you don't have to go through the whole thing. But,
putting up the parapet on it.
So let's say you hold. Let's say, again, we saw that it's open to some dispute, but let's say we hold that maka is a mitzvah in the state. The guy now puts up maka, but he says, you know what, I don't have in mind to fulfill this mitzvah. Putting up a fence here, but I don't have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Vasisa maka l'gagacha. So what do you say? You didn't fulfill the mitzvah? Would you say no? Would you say no? He's required to have a safe home. He insured a safe home. And now, whether he had kavan or not, there's nothing you can do about it. His home is safe. Right? It's in a state. Right? So listen to this. This is from Rav Chanan Wasserman. Mikovic Shira. Everyone's familiar with Rav Chanan Wasserman. We've mentioned him many times in the past. Perhaps one of the most famous things about Rav Chanan Wasserman, besides his tremendous Torah scholarship, was his commitment to his students, his commitment to his Talmidim. He mentioned a story in the past, I guess it bears repeating, that Rav Chanan was here in the States during the war. He was collecting money for the yeshiva, raising money for the yeshiva, and the war broke out in the way that it did, He basically told them not to go back. He was warned not to go back, stay here, don't go back, it's not safe, and you're going to be back to Europe. And ultimately, he said, no, I have to be with my Talmidim, I have to be with the yeshiva. He went back, and ultimately, unfortunately, met his demise. He was killed. But I once heard from a Talmud, they asked the Talmidim later, were you surprised when Rav Chaim came back? They said, no, they weren't surprised. Not like they expected him to come back. That's who he was. You know, he was so devoted to them and so committed to their growth and their development, that was almost like a natural thing for them. They would have been surprised had he not come back. He wasn't the only one that had such an event in his lifetime. The author of the Devar Avram, the Covenant Rav, also, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Avram Duber Shapiro, I think his name was, also had a similar thing. He was here and went back and also was killed. So Rav Elchanan, luckily, a lot of his Torah did survive. Unlike many others of that era whose Torah was destroyed, much of what Rav Elchanan wrote did survive. So he writes in the Kovit Shiurim in Chelek Beis, Simen Chaf Gimel, Sivkat and Vav. The larger piece is entitled Inyan Mesasek, V'davar She'enel Meskave. Remember we spoke about Mesasek yesterday. We find generally two categories of mitzvos. Category A, she'asiyas ha'maisa al yidei ha'adam higuf ha'mitzvah. The very act, or the maisa mitzvah, is the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Like shofar, you blow the shofar, that's the mitzvah. Like lulav, you pick up the lulav, that's the mitzvah. Well, you eat the matzah, that's the mitzvah. Many of the physical mitzvos we could look at in that way. Now, obviously, when it comes to some mitzvos, we could ask ourselves, does it fall into this category, or does it fall into this category soon to be named? What's the second category? She'ikar ha-mitzvah, he totsos ha-maisa. That the ikar mitzvah, the kiyum, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is not the action as much as it is the result of the action. Kigon, pidyon shvuyim, redeeming captives, which we spoke about earlier in the year. What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to go in and break into this cell where the fellow is being held? Not the mitzvah, now I'm a kind of mitzvah? Or is it no? Is the fact that now a person who was previously held captive has been redeemed? Or Priyas Balchov. I owe you money. So is my mitzvah fulfilled by my act of placing money in your hand? That I did the maisa mitzvah? That's why I now am considered to be Mekayim the mitzvah? Or is it no? I had an outstanding debt. I have to make you whole. And my act of making you whole fulfills my obligation. Yeah, if you owe money to Priyas Balchov. Not the rice necessarily.
Fulfilling an outstanding debt.
Satisfying it. Or, Puruvu, he claims. Lamanda amar mitzvos srichos kavana. Let's say you hold, you need kavana. This is now even the more severe camp. You hold that you need kavana for mitzvos. According to the sheet that holds, you need kavana for mitzvos. V'hatokei l'shir, tzarech lachzor l'tkoa. And you're blowing shofar for a different reason. Specifically blowing shofar to practice taps. Yeah? Or some other instrumental. Some other song.
That's all.
Okay.
Shofar practice taps.
I could just imagine that.
Hey, on Purim every year, someone in my shul plays the tuba taps for Haman.
Okay. Uwe Priyas Balchov mitzvah. In para shelo bekavanas mitzvah, lo nomar shetzarech lachzor v'lefroa. So when it comes to blowing shofar, if you hold mitzvahs need kavana, and you're going to blow shofar specifically for another purpose, no, that's a problem. You picked up the lulav with a specific intent to swat flies, to do something else, right? Or maybe to practice your dueling, your squash buckling. Whatever it is that you were intending to do, it was not for the purpose of the mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvah svichos kavana, In those cases, you will not be yotzei. You have to go back and do the action again with the proper mindset. However, says Rav Chanan, even according to this shita, even according to the shita that holds mitzvahs need kavana, when it comes to the mitzvah of paying back a debt. Let's say I owe Yona $100. I give him $100 and I say, here's your $100. But you know what? I have in mind not for the purpose of the mitzvah, just because I owe you money. What are you going to say? I'm not yotzei the mitzvah. I have to pay him another $100?
Yeah, of course.
You'd like that, maybe.
No, it depends in which direction.
I said, if I owe you.
Well.
The chayim of mitzvah is pruvavu. And this is what Chaim was saying. Chayim mitzvah is pruvavu. Sheha mitzvah hi sheyihu lo banim. The mitzvah is that he have children. V'hariyesh lo banim. What are you going to do? Take that away from me. Right? When do I fulfill the mitzvah? When I have a son and a daughter. Now what are you going to say? You don't have a son and a daughter? Because you didn't have this right kavana. There's no such thing. I mean, it's hard to say such a thing. Right? Assuming that the mitzvah is not the actual intercourse, which according to most shitas, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Okay? V'chein b'mitzvah is b'yartara mikirbecha. The ha-mitzvah hi sh'yihara mevuar. Asher l'kaima gamay de'nachri. If you have to eradicate evil from your midst, you have to get rid of avodah zarah, you have to get rid of people that are enemies of God, and you hire others to help you out with that, what are you going to say? Even though the person's not a bar shlichus, you'll get a Gentile to help you do that. What are you going to say? You didn't fulfill the mitzvah? So what? The Gentile's not a bar shlichus, but you don't need a shliach here because it's not a din in the maisa. It's not the fulfillment. The fulfillment doesn't come strictly from the maisa. Chiyai gav, I'm skipping a little bit. Chiyai gav, the gam b'isurin. You find the same thing when it comes to prohibitions, the other way. Nimtza hachilak hazeh, heichasha issa hu shelo yasa adam hamaisa. When the obligation is that you not do the action, aval im teyasa hamaisa me'ala, im bezek pei the klal. Kigom b'melecha Shabbos v'chadome. You're not allowed to do melecha on Shabbos. But let's say melecha results on Shabbos. Did you do an isser? Is there anything wrong? Your light goes on in your house because you set a timer before Shabbos. Rav Moshe's tshuva notwithstanding, that's melacha. There's melacha taking place, but did you do the ma'aseh melacha? No, you didn't do any melacha. It happened by itself. So what are you going to say? You're in violation of doing melacha Shabbos? You can't say such a thing. Okay. Meaning it's an iser that stems from the ma'aseh. Not an iser that stems from the state of the melacha being done. Avam tasa tayosa ma'isa me'elah im zekapei the clock gam lecha shalos kadama ubezeh dover she'in miskavin mutter the ma'isa shenasis b'lo kavana ina nechshavas al adam elakiul nasis nolah. When it comes to isurim, let's say you do the ma'isa, right? You have an isur that's ma'isa based, and now you do it without kavana. So we're gonna say you're not chayiv for that. You did it as a misasik. You did it totally preoccupied. You walk into the room on Shabbos and you flip on the light switch, not thinking. What do you mean to say? You're chayiv now? I mean, you may be culpable on some level, but you're not going to say you're chayiv. Why? Because it's like the melech was done me'aleha. We can't say that this mice is really attributable to you. And for the purpose of melech Shabbos, the iser stems from the mice. The etzem mice is what produces the iser. V'dugmolazeh b'rosh, perek ha-shochi, dikshehipil sakin b'lo kavana. You drop a knife without intent, and you shecht an animal. Right? Shechita's possible.
Oh, it is.
After hashchita lo boy kavana, even though shechita doesn't need kavana, the lo havikor gavra. Since one of the halakos of shechita is that it has to be done with your action, it has to be koach gavra. It has to be koach gavra. Not so much that it needs kavana, but it needs koach gavra. So you couldn't just do like an automated shechita.
And if you threw the knife and it shechted the animal?
It has to be the right ma'isa shechita, assuming you did it.
And if it did do it properly?
With kavana, then it becomes ma'isa, then it becomes your ma'isa, and that becomes called gavra.
Awesome.
But I don't think you're ever going to be able to do that by throwing it.
So it was a Gemara that said the one yeah, rabbi
yeah.
did that.
Yeah?
That
I don't know.
That he threw his yeah? knife and shechted animal.
Could be.
And he used a machine to do it.
So that's all shaila. I forget where it's discussed. If you make it has to be a machine that really is called gavra machine.
You mean
there's something about putting like a wheel. Yeah, there is something like taking a water wheel and putting a knife on it That is actually disgust. I mean, some type of praying. Obviously, it's not.
It's disgust or disgust?
It's disgust. Disgust.
It's disgusting?
No, it's addressed. It's addressed. You have that other place in Halacha also. I'll tell you an interesting thing. Anyway, getting back to, I don't remember how we got
question,
there.
Still got a question.
Oh, a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does one fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Revu if he has a boy?
Okay. Getting back to the Kovet Shirim, Hachinami B'Isurin. Back to prohibitions. Hecha da hamaisa nasis me'aleha in ba'isirklal. U'mishum hachi, shari b'shimim b'davashinim eskavim. That's a Shabbos din. You're walking on grass on Shabbos and some grass gets ripped up. But since over there the Isser is the Maisa and you don't have any Kavana, the Maisa is not attributable to you. Therefore, you're not held accountable for that. That's not considered a violation of Shabbos.
Is that Psikiresha?
Psikiresha is not Davar Shem Eskavim. Psikiresha means it's definitely going to happen. Davar Shem Eskavim means it could happen, but it's not necessarily going to happen. Psikiresha would be I'm walking on high, brittle grass. Every step I take, I know I'm going to rip something out. That's psikiresha.
Psikiresha would be where you didn't turn the light off in your fridge.
Yeah, that's another example.
So you're not allowed to do that.
No, you're not allowed to do that. Generally, you're not allowed to do that. It could be psikiresha with a dintir abanon and you know other kulas together. There could be ways to bring it about. You could do a psikiresha on Amir L'Akam. Amir L'Akam is mutter psikiresha. But...
meaning a non-Jew.
You tell a Gentile to open that refrigerator so I can get my stuff. Yeah, things like that.
All right.
So too with Misasik. The Goli Kra, the Gambazen, the Akshakil Nasa Maisamela. Misasik is the opposite of a action that is, strictly speaking, your own. In other words, it's being done without the requisite mental state. Veloi de Ha'odam, Umamela Ein Kan Yisrakla. Aval bechalovim v'arayos de hamaisa mitzad atzma gam beloha adam hu davar aser mashegila adam hanam meachila asura. So let's say when it comes to eating certain things that are forbidden, and you eat them misasik, b'derech misasik.
By mistake.
What's the iser? What's the iser? The iser is getting hana'a from the forbidden substance. So we're not going to say you didn't get the hanaf from the forbidden substance because you did it derech mesasek. V'gam im lo nechshiva al ha'odam el ki'u nasis me'aleho mikomokom gam al zeh pide Torah shalot ha'gi hanaf ma'ichol aser al ha'odam. Akin lo mahani b'zeh hodim mesasek in ha'mais nechshiva al ha'odam. So for certain isurim, where the isurim are state-based isurim, then it won't matter whether or not you had kavana. It doesn't really make a difference whether the mice is yours or not, because that's not what's prohibited. What's prohibited here is getting the benefit, the hana of the chafta shalosim. Mishemachi chay mesasik bechalovim. Debezel lo mahani mad de galilan kra de nechshavas hamaisa kilo nasis me'aleha. So sometimes, where a maisa is not attributable to you, it's either going to prevent you from performing a mitzvah or keep you from violating an iser. But that's only in those cases where the mitzvah or the iser, as the case may be, are rooted in the maisa itself. But in certain cases where the maisa is not really the linchpin, but it's just a way to get to the state, then I'm going to look to the state. Both in the case of mitzvah and in the case of iser. Do you have kids? You have a son and a daughter? That's peruvu. You paid back your chov? He's whole? That's it. I don't care if you had kavana, not kavana. Even if I hold mitzvah sechas kavana. Even if I hold mitzvah sechas kavana, in those cases, kavana is not really an entity that needs to be reckoned with. Why? Because it's in the state. Same thing with an iser. If the iser is being in a state where I was nene from the iser, so I picked up a piece of meat and I didn't realize that it wasn't. I didn't realize that it was chaylev. I did it b'derech masasek. Okay, I got hana from iser, even though I didn't have kavana to take the iser and eat it.
So
I thought I was eating something else, but then we'd be in violation of iser. That's unique. That's unique in the world of masasek. Masasek b'chalovim is a case that always comes up, right? Because it's an exception. I'm masasek, but I'm held accountable. Why? Because here the Isser is in a state of being nene from the Chassid Shal Isser. Right? Yes?
Yep.
Okay. So I thought this was important.
Manna, so if you fed it to like your animals or something, the principle had been there at the time.
All right. Let's get back to Tosos. One of the things that Tosos mentions towards the end of the discussion here is another reason why you could perhaps make the bracha after the netiva is because of the nanuim which are yet to come. And he says the mitzvah is not yet over until after you did the nanuim, because you need to do the nanuim. And he says additionally, in addition to that, what else do we find?
Nanuim.
It's nanuim are the shakings, the wavings of the ruach.
The shakings, the wavings, the hoshanas.
Right.
Nice.
Take a look right before the lines become medium-sized.
The last narrow line?
There's only three of them.
The last narrow line. Inami mishum delo gamra mitzvaso ad achar ninua. Kemei hai taima nami mevarchen anantil siadayim achar netila delo gamra mitzvaso ad achar nigo. So yesterday we discussed that, and why not necessarily comparable. The Asalecha Blo Nigav Yadayim. Mihu Lo Dami Kulei Haidin Inua Eino Ela Machshirei Mitzvah. But maybe Nanuim are not exactly like Nigav. Now we're at the end of the narrow, of the medium-sized lines, entering the widest lines. Ela Machshirei Mitzvah Alma V'lo Ma'akev Kidamrinam B'sof Pirkin Mida Agvei Nofakvei. As soon as you pick up the rule of your Yotzei, the Gemara's answer is, oh, you turned it over, but doesn't mention anything about not doing the shaking. So you see that the shaking, perhaps the waving, is not necessarily considered part of the mitzvah per se. Umihu emesu de la basar de nafak bay, even after you pick it up, you could still make the bracha, mevarech, kedemuchach perakam de psachim, de pligi ba'al bir chamins. We mentioned this yesterday. Mar Savar Lisha Avar Mashma Tfei sounds more like something in the past. Mar Savar Lahabo Nami Mashma. It also implies that which is yet to come. Uparech Meha Ose Lulav Laatzmo Diktani Nutlo Lotzeis Bo. He picked up the lulav with the intent to do the mitzvah. Omer Al Matthias Lulav Vekasha Lamand Mevarech Lavayer. According to the sheet of the hold, you should say Lavayer Chametz. Umeshani Shiny Halsam. It's different. Lulav and Bir Chametz are different. Why? With regard to lulav, the be'idna da'agbinhu nafak bay, because as soon as you pick up the lulav, you're yotze. So therefore, the bracha had to be different. Uparech ihachi. If that's true, lotzeis yotzebo mi boile. It should say not you picked it up to be yotze. You picked it up, you're yotze. U'mishanim mishum dekavei lamesnei seifa leishay ba tana reisha lotzeis ba v'tzarech lomer al karcha choyel v'amitzvah lo nigmar adayin lagamrei. The boy ninua mevorech. You could, since there's still a portion of the mitzvah yet to be done, i.e. the ninua, you could still make the bracha. That's one theory why you make the bracha even after you pick it up.
Because of what?
Because of the nanuim that have yet to come.
So they're claiming it's part of the mitzvah.
That's the first answer. Va'od kidamrinam b'sof pirkin min hogan shel anshe Yerushalayim. The meaning of the righteous people in Yerushalayim was Adam Yotzi Mitoch Beso, a person would leave his home, Lulavo Biyado, he would hold his lulav from his house, go to the Beis HaKnesses, still holding his lulav, Kori Kriyashma, he's still holding his lulav, Alfa Pisha Kol Eil Dvar, In Ma'akvin, these things have nothing to do with lulav per se, Mikol Makom Hov Yesh Bedavar Mitzvah Min HaMuchar, these things are enhancements to the performance of the mitzvah of lulav, Chashiv Ka Over Lasi Yasan. So let's stop there for a minute. What is Tosa saying in these two answers? He's saying, why is it that you can make the bracha after the netilah? Because the mitzvah is not over yet. Right? Maybe even after you did the netilah, you could still make the bracha. Why? Well, because you have nanuim that are yet to come. And then he says, va'od. Moreover, we find that the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim was to take the lulav with them. They would go to shul, they'd say shema, they'd do this, they would do that, and they would hold the lulav. Even though all those, meaning those things that also have to still be done. You still have all those things to be done. So since you have all those things to still be done, you could still make the bracha. So what's the first thing? For the first answer, what do you see that Tosfos must be saying regarding the Nanuin?
The Maaseh is not complete.
That it's part of the Maaseh Mitzvah. It's not just the Maaseh Netilah, but part of the Maaseh Netilah is this secondary thing called Nanuin.
So basically, Maaseh is not yet complete.
That's what he says. He says, yeah, it's not
but
fully
complete.
That's
according to the second and third opinion.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
No, here he's saying this is an argument saying even after you picked it up and really you're Yotze, yeah. But since you still have the Nanuim,
oh, okay.
Right? But what does he say about the Nanuim?
So Lulav and Esrog and everything has been picked up properly.
Yeah, even though everything's been picked up properly, you still have this Hidur. You still have this enhancement to the mitzvah. And apparently this enhancement to the mitzvah is enough to call your mitzvah not yet finished.
So does that mean you should make a bracha when you buy this stuff? Because
no, that's not part of the mitzvah. See, this is a hidur in the kiyum mitzvah.
Oh.
That's a machshir. What you're talking about is a hechshir mitzvah. Here, Tosfos is saying that in the realm of the kiyum mitzvah, I have the regular mitzvah of mida'agba. Sorry. What's the lashon again? Mida'agbe? Mida'agbe nafakbe. You pick it up, you're yotzei. So he says, that's true. You go to the Iker Mitzvah, but you still have this Hidur. You still have this enhancement. And apparently this enhancement of the Mitzvah is enough to still be called over Las Yalsa.
Hidur means enhancement.
Enhancement, yeah.
Hidur has yet to come, therefore can make bracha.
Right.
Even if you had kavana and you had everything held up properly.
Sounds like it, right? Sounds like it's what he's saying.
All right.
He's saying the fact that you still have this hidur to do, it's still called over las yasa.
All right.
Now what about the second answer?
So again, the second answer.
Because if you finish the Nanuim, according to this first answer, and tells us, then you're done. Right? You know, the only thing you still have to hold out for is the Nanuim. Once you do the Nanuim, then for sure you have nothing left to validate making a bracha going forward.
But the second one, you can still do it going forward as long as you're still holding it, correct?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the Hidur that he's talking about in the second answer
is not inherent to.
Is even after the Nanuim.
Yeah.
As long as you're toting it around.
Yeah, so you see
that's the hidur that you're showing by toting around the Dalaminim. Yeah. You're showing some type of hidur mitzvah, whatever that is. It's hard to really know what the hidur mitzvah is.
Yeah.
But that hidur would apply even after the Nanuin.
So to put it a different way, if you had your four species held in the one hand like this,
right. Well, yeah,
you finish two hands. You finish right. The Hashanahs.
Right.
You take the Esrog, you flip it upside down. Now,
you won't have to flip it upside down. According to what he's saying now, is that it's still over Las
Yalsa. So long as you're still holding it.
Yeah.
So what if you put an Esrog down and pick it up? Too late? Do you have to have all four things?
According to this second answer?
The second answer. Yeah, the moment you put one of them
down,
is it the end?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know. You know what? Could we want to check the...
Right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see 100% what you're saying.
It's recorded. No.
Tough Reish Nun Aleph. Tough Reish Nun Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch. Says like this. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch Simen Tafresh and Aleph Seif Hey. Yivarech Alantiyos Lulav. You make the blessing Alantiyos Lulav. V'shechiyana Kodem Sheyitol HaEsrig. Before you take the Esrig. Kedei Sheyivarech over Las Yaso. So that the bracha is said as is required over Las Yaso. Alright. Fine. Oh, you have to esrog or flip the esrog over until you make the bracha. Those are two of some of the opinions that were brought in Tosos Mechaber Hazir. Either take three out of four, right, then pick up the esrog, or simply take four and turn the esrog down. Says the Rambam, v'yivarech me'umod, make the blessing standing, v'lo yivarech rak pam achas b'yom. Afopisha, not lo kama pam, even though you take it repeatedly throughout the day, you only make the bracha once. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chavav, Ad She Yivarech, Let's say you forgot to make the bracha before you took him. You picked everything up, but you forgot to make the bracha. Mavarich acharkach. Why? The hagam haninua hu min hamitzvah. The Baruch says, as long as you still have to do the nanuim, it's still over las yasam. Okay? Listen to this now. This is based on the pre-Megadim. Says the Shar Hatzion. Based on this, Hine Ledvarav, according to the pre-Megadim, who says you can still make the bracha up until the time that you've done the Nanuim. In Kvar Na'ana, if you did the Nanuim already, Gamkein, Afsha Ochzo Adayin Biyado, you did the Netila, and you already did the Nanuim, even though you're still holding it in your hand, Shuv in Yochel Avarech, can no longer make the bracha. After Kaimalon, B'simi Kuf Samach Zayin, L'inyin Hamotzi, Dafim Shachach Lavarech Hamotzi, Kodem Achilosa, Mavarech Akarkach, Hayu Dafka Kodem Shigomar Achilosa, that's before you finished eating. Kimavur Sham, El Nama Fidas Agro, Hanal, Mavarech Akarkach, V'ayin B'Beis Yosef. They're saying, according to the Prima Godin, you can only make the bracha up until the time that you have still yet to do the nanuim. Once you've done the nanuim, that's it. Too bad, so sad, you lost your chance. That's the first answer in Tosos. Well, what about the whole Minhag Yerushalayim business? What about the fact that it's still in your hand? Right? It's still in your hand. That's a chibub mitzvah. That's a hidur. No, so according to the Prima Godin, that won't help. And that's what seems to the Shaar HaTzion seems to be picking up on that. Seems to be making issues. They're saying, oh, you see, according to the Prima Godin, if you still have it in your hand, that wouldn't be good. But he ends off with this little twist over here. He says, however, according to the Gra, Mavarech Acharkach. So what's the Gra? So the Gra is what he cites in the previous, two OCOs above, in Shaar HaTzion Lamed. Previous Sivkot here. Ha ukatz lamayla de ino yotzi v'zed de ba'inon derech kedilasan, like we mentioned above. L'achar bracha yahafok ha ukatz lamata kederech kedilasan yotzi v'zed. See the base Yosef that there's another eitzah to make it over lasiyasa. What should you do? Sheyia kodem al lasiyasa. Dahinu sheyichavin chol lotzis b'mitzvah, having in mind not to be yotzi, i.e. that negative das. Ad sheyitol kulam biyado. Va'im biyagra shekasav v'zeh ha'eitzah. The girl liked this the most. The girl liked the fact that you pick up all four, have in mind not to be yotze, and then do it that way. Okay? So now the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion writes, Omnam be'ikra inyan mashma me'agra she'in anu tzrichin klau l'chapeis eitza b'inyaneinu she'iya over las yasun ayin sham. He says, it seems from the girl that you don't have to look for any kind of tricks, that you could still make the bracha to make it over las yasun. Now, why is that? He doesn't say why. He says we have to look at the gra. So maybe if we have time tomorrow, we'll take a look at that gra. That's the gra in the Bira gra over here. What's going on? Okay, but it does come out interestingly that while Tosos allows for two possible ways to still make the bracha after the ikar mitzvah has been done, nanuim and minhag Yerushalayim, minhag Anshei Yerushalayim. The Prima Godin only cites the first reason, the first answer, the Nanuim. Mishnah Berurah makes a point to that, but he says, according to the Gra, there might be a basis for continuing to make the Bracha even afterwards. I don't know if that Gra is based on the Minhag Yerushalayim or not. We'd have to see it inside to know for sure. So maybe tomorrow we'll take a look at that. I think we're having a guest in Shir tomorrow, so I'm hoping that there'll be additional persons in Shir to extend a strong welcome to the guest. Okay.